This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Colorado's rapid population growth and a longer fire season is concerning firefighters. Jacob Ware is the chief of the Elk Creek Fire Protection District in the foothills outside Denver. He says more people and year-round fire risk makes it challenging to protect his district.
Fire season would run in the summer, and then once snow started falling, we could change gears and work on other projects, and fire season's continual all the way through. So it's something that we continually think about.
The Marshall Fire, which started in late December, was the most destructive fire in Colorado history. Colorado has made a move to deal with staffing challenges tied to the escalating COVID-19 situation. It reactivated its emergency standards for medical services for the first time since April 2020. The plan allows agencies to prioritize and triage care depending on available resources like paramedics and ambulances. The health department says it issued the guidance because a lot of EMS staff are out sick and due to the high demand for patient transport. And the Denver Broncos season ended with disappointment, losing at home to rival and nemesis, the Kansas City Chiefs, 28-24. Denver hasn't beaten Kansas City in years. The Broncos season ends with an uncertain future for head coach Vic Fangio, who has struggled to win games in his three seasons in Denver. It's the team's fifth straight losing season. This is CPR News.